Monthly climate summary for the Syracuse Airport for the month of August. Average monthly temperature 73.7 degrees or 5.3 degrees above normal. Average maximum temperature 84.9. Average minimum temperature 62.4. Highest temperature recorded 100 degrees on the 9th. Lowest temperature recorded 49 degrees on the 30th. No monthly heating degree days for August. That was 28 below normal. 16 so far for the season, 22 below normal. There were 276 cooling degree days, 143 above normal. Seasonal total now 595, 191 above normal. 4.84 inches of rainfall for the month, 1.33 above normal. For the year now, 23.06 inches or 1.99 below normal. The greatest 24-hour rainfall was 1.53 inches on the 19th through the 20th. There were 10 days with 0.01 inches of precipitation or more, 8 days with a tenth of an inch or more, 4 days with a half an inch or more, and 2 days with 1 inch or more of precipitation. On 6 days, the high temperature hit 90 degrees or higher. The highest recorded sea level pressure was 30.35 inches on the 1st, the lowest was 29.72 inches on the 10th. The average wind speed was 6.4 miles per hour. The highest peak wind gust was 56 miles per hour from the southwest, and the fastest sustained wind for 2 minutes, 31 miles per hour from the southwest. Record high temperatures were set for the days of August, on the 6th at 95 degrees, on the 8th at 96, and on the 9th at 100 degrees, which is an all-time record for the month of August. The August average temperature of 73.7 degrees is the all-time record, tied with 1987.
This morning's weather factors and the hazardous weather outlook for Monday, 3 September. This outlook is prepared for central New York and northeast Pennsylvania. High pressure will keep mostly sunny skies over the region for Labor Day. The cold front will approach central New York early Tuesday. The chance of showers will precede the front through the western Mohawk Valley and the northern Finger Lakes overnight Monday. The central southern tier, the Susquehanna region and the western Catskills will see a chance for showers on Tuesday. This chance for showers will move over northeast Pennsylvania later Tuesday afternoon. A return to high pressure will bring partly cloudy conditions to the region for Wednesday and Thursday. Skywarn severe weather spotter activation will not be necessary for today. Here is the National Weather Service forecast for the Finger Lakes region and western Mohawk Valley. Today, mostly sunny. Highs near 80. Southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, increasing clouds with a 30% chance of a shower toward daybreak. Lows near 60. Southwest winds 10 miles per hour. Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Highs in the mid-70s. Here is the forecast for the Tug Hill Plateau. Today, mostly sunny. Highs in the upper 70s. Southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, increasing clouds with a 30% chance of a shower towards daybreak. Lows in the upper 50s. Southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Highs in the mid-70s. And now the extended forecast for the radio listening area. Tuesday night, partly cloudy. Lows near 50. Wednesday, partly cloudy. Highs in the mid to upper 60s. Thursday, partly cloudy. Lows in the mid-40s and highs in the lower 70s. Friday, partly cloudy. A chance of showers during the night. Lows in the lower 50s and highs 75 to 80. Saturday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows near 60 and highs 70 to 75. Sunday, mostly cloudy. Lows in the upper 50s and highs 65 to 70. At 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at Syracuse Airport, it was mostly sunny. The temperature was 78 degrees, the dew point 58, and the relative humidity 49%. The wind was southwest at 12 miles an hour. The pressure was 29.99 inches and falling. Elsewhere in central New York, at Utica. It was sunny. The temperature was 75 degrees. At Fulton, it was sunny. The temperature was 75 degrees. At Ithaca, it was mostly sunny. The temperature was 72 degrees. At Penyan, it was sunny. The temperature was 75 degrees. At Lincolnton, it was sunny. The temperature was 69 degrees. In western New York, skies ranged from sunny to mostly sunny. It was 74 at Buffalo, 76 at Rochester, and 70 at Jamestown. Looking east, it was mostly sunny, and the temperatures were 75 degrees. North of the region, skies ranged from sunny to mostly sunny. It was 74 at Washington, 73 at Burlington, and 76 at Messina. In nearby Canada, it was mostly sunny. It was 79 at Toronto, and 72 at Trenton. The recreational boaters forecast for the Finger Lakes and Oneida Lake. This forecast is for planning purposes only. Please refer to the short-term forecast for updates when significant weather is occurring. For the Finger Lakes and Oneida Lake, today, south wind 5 to 10 knots, becoming southwest 15 to 20 knots this afternoon. Mostly sunny. Tonight, southwest wind 10 to 15 knots. Increasing clouds with a 30% chance of a shower towards daybreak. Tuesday, southwest wind 10 to 15 knots, becoming northwest at 15 knots during the afternoon. Mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of a shower or thunderstorm. The Lake Ontario Marine forecast for waters within 5 nautical miles of shore from Sauga Bay to the St. Lawrence River. For this afternoon, south wind 10 to 20 knots, becoming southwest and increasing to 15 to 25 knots this afternoon. Mostly sunny. Waves building to 2 to 4 feet. For tonight, southwest wind 15 to 20 knots, becoming west 10 to 15 knots late. Chance of showers late, and maybe a thunderstorm. Waves 3 to 5 feet, subsiding to 2 to 4 feet toward morning. And for Tuesday, west wind 10 to 15 knots, becoming northwest in the afternoon. Chance of morning showers or a thunderstorm. Waves 2 to 3 feet. You are listening to NOAA Weather Radio Station WXL31 in Syracuse, on a frequency of 162.550 MHz. This broadcast originates from the National Weather Service office in Binghamton, and serves the greater Syracuse area, the eastern Lake Ontario region, the western Mohawk Valley, the Tug Hill Plateau, and northern Finger Lakes region of New York.